mentioned, a brother of yours is a neuroscientist.
Yep, a neurosurgeon at the University of Alberta. He delivered a talk a little while back that bordered on a field of study called neuroaesthetics, where our brains are actually hardwired to find certain environments, certain images, certain proportions to be pleasing. And this is something that you find between cultures. It's not as though we in Western culture would find something pleasing that someone in another culture would not find pleasing. It's something that is hardwired in our brains, much like psychology, which is what this is all about.
I'd assume that's perhaps an evolutionary byproduct, that when you build something a certain way, it's going to be strong and sturdy, so it's going to protect you, and other things not so much. So you learn what will not fall down in the wind versus what will, type of thing.
Yeah, there have been studies, again, between people of different cultures, showing them different environments and just seeing what sides of your brain will light up. What do you find pleasing and what do you find disturbing? There is a building that I can't mention here in Edmonton that recently opened that a lot of people found very disturbing. I was joking that maybe this is something that we could use as an image in this to see if people genuinely did find it disturbing, or if it's something that is culturally ingrained that you could find it pleasant. I don't know.
That's interesting. I'm curious, you know, before you met the neurosurgeon and before you heard his presentation, just in general, does the ideas that he expressed kind of match up with your experience as an architect in heritage planning?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So you kind of were aware.
I was aware. So you like your Masons Hall. You like the building that you meet in. You probably even like the room that your lodge meets in. Have you ever noticed that the proportions of that room in plan meet the golden section?
I have not, but I'll check out the plans. I've seen the blueprints, and I know I like to look at them, but I don't necessarily know why until you talk about things like that.
Yep. And even if you look at the height of it, I'll bet that if you took the golden section one more step, that you would find that the height of that room is probably a proportion you find in the golden section as well.
For all those people listening right now, what is the golden section?
Oh, the golden section is like the Fibonacci series. It's a system of proportions, 1:1, 1:2, 2, and you just keep adding the previous number onto this, and suddenly you get this series of proportions that are very pleasing. You get a spiral, 1:1, 1:2, 2:3, 3:5, 5:8, 8:13, 13:21, keep going on. That's a certain rhythm of proportion. I found that the halls here in Edmonton have that particular proportion. Our building was built in 1929, and the architects were both Masons, so they knew of this. And if you look at the proportion of the end wall, the width of the lodge room versus that height, it also is that same proportion.
Where